Well, hey, a fantastic district, Blake. Boy, two great days, a very respectable third. You're awfully close to moving past Sutherland for second. Wow, you got to be in seven state qualifiers. Well, you guys had a great weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. The boys showed up and wrestled really good. We had a really good Friday start, and then it trickled in there to Saturday. And, yeah, half a point, that one's kind of a hard pill to swallow, but the boys wrestled real good, and a 175-pounder went down there, and I think maybe broke some hearts, but that's why we wrestle.
No question. I had some second, had 1 second, some thirds, and some fourths, and I'm sure this district was not an easy one at all. I had some good kids to wrestle, didn't you?
Yeah, there were some pretty tough weight classes there, and the boys, like I said, they started off with a bang on Friday, and they all stayed in it. We won the matches. We needed to win. We left couple kids home that I was really hoping would find their way down the state, but it wasn't their year. And Cole Block made it at 138. He wrestled really tough for us. Cole Morgan at 150 made it down there. He was a runner up. Sam Hare at 165 made it. And then we had both our 75 pounders make it. Dalton Hagen and Joe was the JV kid that came through the backside of the bracket and wrestled his butt off and made some big upsets to place there. And then Carson Schuler at 215 and Jaden Loffrey at 285. So we had a pretty good showing. Boys wrestled tough, and it's going to be an exciting week down there at Omaha for sure. Seven guys going. That's going to be a lot of moving parts down there at Omaha for sure.
I don't know. You tell me when they started doing this, where you could get two kids in the same weight class qualified. That doesn't happen too often, does it?
No, it really doesn't. And you got to kind of be lucky. You got to follow them. You got to be on the opposite side of the bracket from each other, you know. And you got to have a little luck come your way. And we had a little luck, and the kids were on the opposite sides of the bracket, and then they met in the finals there for third and fourth, and it was a pretty fun time. Joe wrestled, and he's the one that broke some hearts down there, because a lot of kids wasn't really expecting him to do what he did, and he showed up and he wrestled his butt off, and he had a really good weekend, and he's going to state.
You've obviously, I probably had a chance to watch or see the brackets already. They're out. Your thoughts on your kids' first rounders coming up on Thursday?
Well, when you get to state, everybody's 0-0, and that's what I tell the kids. That's what I told them when we went to districts. I said, records don't matter. I said, you guys got to write your own book. I said, we're 0-0, and we show up here for a purpose. We got a purpose, and that is to win our matches that are in front of us. And so I told them when we get to state. So, yeah, I think everybody's tough at state. I don't think you're going to get an easy match anywhere or a given match. So if the kids get that mindset and keep rolling like they did at districts, I think we're going to have a pretty good state tournament.
Yeah, when it comes to the bracketing, correct me if I'm wrong, if you're third and fourth, you made it to state, but you got to wrestle like a district champion in that first round. Is that right, how it goes?
Yep. Fourth placers wrestle the champions from a different district, and the two and threes match up, and they're going to be tough because, you know, there are some weight classes that might be a little bit tougher on one end of the state than the other, and that, that four seed coming out of one district could be the one seed in another district. So it's really I just think every match when we get down there to state's going to be tough, and the kids really got to show up because, you know, we got a two seed and some three seeds, and, you know, them two seeds matching a three seed, that three seed at another district, like I said, they could be a one seed and they could be hammers. So you really got to show up, and you really got to wrestle your butt off from go. So. Well, it's going to be interesting Thursday morning.
Yes, it will. Well, you battled your way through sickness and injuries. It always happens sometime during the long wrestling season. But by gosh, you saved your best for at last with the recent district. And hopefully you'll be even better coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, I tell you, didn't get luck there this year. The boys really battled their butts off. We kind of got that cold that's been going around. We got it just last week, right before districts, and there were some kids that stayed home pretty much all week to get over it, and I did not know how they would fare. Usually they, you know, when you sit for a week and then you come to wrestle, you got some cobwebs you got to work out, and they figured out how to work them out real quick, and they battled through it and got their wins. But that nasal congestion where you can't breathe and it's kind of in your lungs, and you get that and you got to go wrestle, that sure is awfully tough. And then you're asked to do that a couple times a day, and then you got to turn around and do it the next day. That's pretty tough to do, but the kids battled it, and I really hope we kind of knock that behind us by state tournament time.